I'm back with Jessie. Tell me all about the talk and how it all went down then. It was with the Max Wildlife Trust, wasn't it, for anyone who didn't listen last time. Tell me a little bit about what happened on the night and how it all went.
It was such an incredible night. I couldn't believe how well it went after it. I was still buzzing for a few days after. It was just an incredible experience. Started the night off with Steve Wright from Max Wildlife Trust, talking about reptiles in the British Isles and what we have on the Isle of Man. Then we moved on to my talk, and I started off with some of my snakes, moving on to the insects. I was so ahead of myself, though, that I did manage to forget two of the animals that I brought with me.
Oh, so who didn't get their moment in the spotlight?
Loki, my corn snake, yeah. And my friend's African fat-tailed gecko.
Amazing.
They got forgotten about because we spent too long with the leaf insects. Everyone absolutely adored the leaf insects. They quite literally stole the show of the night. Yeah, they were incredible. We spent way too long with them.
You were hoping beforehand that like people would want to get a bit hands-on and like actually, you know, ask more questions about what goes into looking after these sorts of animals. So did you get that reaction? Did you see like genuine interest from everyone?
Yeah, I did. We had little cards on the table that were saying green, yellow and red, if you're comfortable with handling, if you don't want them anywhere near you and stuff like that. And throughout the night, a lot of them changed from red to yellow or green.
That's amazing. It's a cool system as well. Yeah.
Yeah, lots of people were handling them and being close up to them. And I had lots and lots of questions about their care and how to look after them, what they need, what they eat, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it was really nice to see lots of people being interested in them.
Amazing. And so is it something that you'd like to do again on the island as well?
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely something I'm hoping to do again. Maybe in a couple months' time, hopefully if I've expanded my animals a bit more.
He says, well, parents aren't in the room to hear that you want more in the house.
Yeah.
I love it. So what would be your next like dream ones? What would you like to bring into the fold?
Well, my dream ones would be I'd want a blue-tongued skink. However, we don't have the space for another lizard or another big reptile. Mm. So the expanding that I will be doing will be invert. Mm. So, yeah.
Amazing. And so we're going to have a chat today as well about you're going over to Eastbourne, aren't you, to do the first ever Eastbourne Invertebrate Convention. So tell me about how did that come up about, that they did they approach you? Did you go to them? Like, how's that all happened?
So I'm in quite a lot of WhatsApp groups for invertebrate people and reptile people where you share your reptiles you have for sale, your equipment, if you need any advice, stuff like that. And I posted in one of them saying, with a poster of my talk, saying, does anyone have any pictures that they'd be willing to let me use for the talk? So I could show off some different species that weren't just the ones I had. And from that, someone messaged me and said, would you be interested in talking at this invert convention?
Mm-hmm.
And I just snatched up the opportunity.
Amazing. So it's like, it's a one day thing, isn't it? So are you planning on kind of using the talk you used here again, or have you got something new you want to share with everyone there?
It's going to be slightly different. It's going to be more education based.
Mm-hmm.
As the talk that I've just done was more based on just getting to know the animals and what they're like, slight bits about their care and how they help. Whereas the talk in Eastbourne is going to be based on like the care and educating people on how to look after them.
Yeah.
Because the host of the event didn't want people to just go and impulsively buy animals.
Mm.
They wanted them to have someone there who knows what they're talking about to say what they need and stuff and how to properly care for them.
I think it's the whole thing's brilliant, isn't it? I mean, you got such a good reaction then here that you want to do more and stuff like that. Do you feel like you were able to kind of get your message out as well? Because you were quite vulnerable in talking about how, you know, these animals like have given you all this strength through everything you've been going through. And, you know, you sort of got to tell that to everyone who was at the event here as well. I mean, I don't know, how does that feel to sort of be greeted with such positivity, I suppose?
I don't know how to explain it. It's just really, it just feels really welcoming, the fact that I'm back and there's so many people that are supporting me.
Mm-hmm.
And that are going to be there for me and want to know how I've gotten through it and want to be able to help me.
Yeah.
It's a really nice feeling.
Amazing. And so when you head over to the convention, which probably mentioned that you've had your travel covered, haven't you, by Ramsay Cruckle. So did they reach out? Like, were you looking for sponsors? How did they get involved?
Yeah, it originally wasn't going to be possible because it's in the middle of TT. And all the prices...
Yeah, it's just like right in the middle of TT. Yeah, nightmare.
All the prices have shot up.
Yeah.
But We reached out to Manx Wildlife Trust to say, do you know anyone or any charities that would be able to sponsor us? And they said to get in contact with Ramsey Cruckle.
Mm-hmm.
So Dad got in contact with them and they came back and said, yeah, we're happy to help fund it.
Amazing. Oh, perfect. So hopefully this is like the start of you getting to do this a lot then and go to all these different... I mean, I wonder, that's the first ever one of these conventions, but I mean, as you're in all these groups, do you know if there is a wider community? Do they have a lot of different conventions? Is there other things you could go to in the future?
There is, yeah. There's a lot of invertebrate shows and also reptile shows as well that hopefully, if I can start getting my name out around England and stuff like that, that I'll be able to start going to a few more.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.